And it's great to be joined by Don Felder here on the Tech of Sports, legendary guitarist, the Eagles, and he's heading out on tour this summer with Foreigner and Styx coming to a city near you. And I told Don that his golf game is better than mine.
I'm pretty much at 18, no matter what day of the week I'm playing.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, but that's a fun game, you know. You go out and have fun. And
that's what I do.
After my brother, I'll tell you a quick story. My brother was a 3 handicap, great athlete, pitcher on the baseball team in high school, quarterback on the football team, got a scholarship to the University of Florida, got a scholarship to law school, academic fellowship, just anything he could do, tennis or volleyball. Anything like that, he's naturally coordinated. Me, the only thing coordinated on my body is my fingers, right? So he decided he was going to become a scratch golfer. So every day after a long practice as a lawyer, he would get out, he'd go to the range, his ball, go take videos, work with a pro, play Saturday, play Sunday. I think it was 1 August down in Florida, which you know what that's like down there. The humidity is just unbearable. He goes out and he shoots 8 over. And he's so frustrated with himself, but he comes back home, grabs the golf club by the top of the car, throws it in the corner of the garage, and says, F this game, I quit. And I had never beat him at anything. He's 5 years older than me, right? So about 10 years later, he calls me and says, hey, I'm going to come out to the district of California. I said, well, what do you want to do out here tomorrow? So shopping or tours or what do you want to do? Oh, I don't know. What do you want to do? I said, well, how about we play golf? Now, I was a 7 at the time. So he said, oh, I haven't touched a golf club for 10 years. And I'm licking my chops in hopes that I can beat him once at something. You know? I said, oh, I've got tons of golf clubs in my garage. Come on out. We'll sit up. We'll go over and play around golf. We go over. He hasn't had a golf club in his hand for 10 years. First 4 holes, par, birdie, birdie, par. And I'm like, oh my God, what have I done to myself? I've just begged for more punishing, you know? Anyway, it turns out that we both wound up shooting 78, which was about, you know, my hand naturally knew, you know, it's about 78, 6, 7, 0, something like that. And he was just ecstatic that he shot 8 over, you know, or 7 or 6 over. So to me, it's not about the number
right.
of holes anymore, it's about the number of laps. On the golf course, instead of sitting on the phone or in your office, just enjoy being out on the golf course to be in. I think he learned that lesson, and since then he started playing again, but not with that ambition to be, you know, a scratch golfer. He just learned to enjoy it. So I don't care about the number, I enjoy it.
Sure. I can't imagine any day on the golf course with you, Don, not being fun. So that's a great story.
And the Tech of Sports is, of course, a member of the Netcast Studio Network. And to help support the shows here at Netcast Studio, we have an affiliate link at Amazon. It's netcaststudio.com/Amazon for any and all of your shopping needs. So if you're buying anything this spring, summer, weddings, birthdays, graduations, do it on Amazon. Do it through the Netcast Studio link, netcaststudio.com/Amazon. And it was great having Don Felder here on the Tech of Sports for a brief edition. He's heading out on tour this summer with Styx and Foreigner. They are coming to a city near you. And just a great time with Don Felder. I will have also a piece previewing the concert and more with my interview with Don Felder. So this has been the Tech of Sports, a Netcast Studio production.